Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate on Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you listening in Uganda, in the United Kingdom, Ireland, welcome. Welcome, Canada, and every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast. I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you are looking to get information on how to contain copy of the messages that the Lord has sent to his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. And for those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your asking your questions over there, contact me at www.nathanielhunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as well. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you who are listening, if you don't mind, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the blessed word of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We thank you for touching the hearts of men this day. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. You bless us as we have assembled together once again in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Thank you for blessing us with revelation, knowledge, and understanding of your word. But we'll be careful to give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Tonight, I want to finish off this part of the series of the Midnight Cry Foundation Faith. This is part eight, the eighth and final part. And if you have your Bibles, I ask that let us go to Romans chapter 4. In the Bibles, Romans chapter 4. Amen. Romans chapter 4. And once again, we're talking about one of the parts of the foundation that the Lord has us to build on, which is faith. And not any kind of faith, but the God kind of faith. And this is the people he's coming back for. Amen. He's coming back for people that is founded on his foundation, not those who have founded their own foundation and try to build on it, but on the foundation that Christ laid. And so we have been talking about the measure of faith. And I want to talk about one last thing. We had talk about no faith, little faith, and great faith. And as I expressed to you, you choose which measure of faith you want to operate in. It is not a thing of where the Lord forces you. I know that his desire is for us to operate in great faith. But he will lay down his desire, his will, or what he wants for us. But we have to freely choose to do what we have to do to develop in such a measure that will be pleasing unto him. But I want to look at one tonight as we end this part of the series. And we're going to go to Romans chapter 4. And here the Apostle Paul is used to talk to us a little bit concerning Abraham and the connection with the faith. And when we look at Romans chapter 4, verse 17, he says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Amen. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Verse 19, and being not weak in faith, He considered not his own body, okay, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. Here, we're talking about, and here it mentions weak in faith or strong in faith. Amen. The word strong, according to the Bible Concordance, the original Greek word for the wrong word strong there, means to empower, enable, increase in strength, be made strong. So when it came to him being strong in faith, being made strong in faith, he gave glory to God. In other words, it wouldn't have did no good for him to be pouting and murmuring and complaining, because it would not have made him strong, okay? And plus, in that, the Bible said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, okay? So unbelief, he did not stagger at the promise through unbelief. You know, when you think of someone staggering, I guess one example you can think of is someone that's drunk. When they are intoxicated and totally inflamed with alcohol, when they stagger, it's hard for them to keep their balance. It's hard for them to walk. They will fall. Amen. It's just hard to keep their balance. Well, the Bible said that Abraham was strong in the faith. Now, remember when God had promised him an heir, if I'm not mistaken, he was about at least 75 years old. So there was 25 years from the time God promised to him before it actually manifests. Now, some of you may hear this and think, so what is that saying? I got to wait 25 years for a blessing? Not necessarily so. Some things God do for a particular reason, okay? And you'll notice in your Christian walk, perhaps some of you have already have, and this is something I would say that you really seek God about, but you notice there's some things that you ask God that manifests quickly, but then there are other things that have to wait over a period of time. Now, I've noticed that in my walk with Christ, and perhaps some of you have noticed that in your walk with Christ, that, you know, everything don't manifest quickly. And I believe in one point God allows some things to take a period of time that our patience may develop, okay, that we may learn how to show patience. Now, here we also told that Abraham was not weak in faith. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. See, the Bible tells us that if he would have done more considering his own body, he would have been more operating in being in weakened faith, okay? And he did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb, okay? So he still gave what? He gave glory to God. If you look at verse 21, it said, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So not only he believed in what God promised, but he believed that God was able to do it. You know, it's like some people, they may believe that God has said something, but as far as them believing that he can actually do that, it's a different thing, okay? The Bible said here that Abraham was fully persuaded. See, that's another way we become strong in faith, that you become fully persuaded, okay? Amen. Now, the word weak, original Greek word for the word weak, means to be feeble in any sense, okay? So he was not feeble in faith. There was no points why he was in faith, per se, about the situation where he was weak in. He believed everything. In other words, that's why the Bible says he did not consider his body nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. So he was... when it came to the faith, he was completely strong in the faith. He was not feeble in no area. In other words, he wasn't at a point where, say, like he didn't look, he said, well, my body can handle it, but Sarah's body can't. It wasn't like that. There was no area where that he was, you know, feeble in the faith in. And so, therefore, he was able to receive of the promise. You get what I'm saying? So, the Bible said, by him, and this, actually, three or four things. Number one, especially in verses 20 to 21, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, okay? See, the opposite of staggering is that you're standing firm and strong. So he stood firm and strong on the promises of God. He didn't stagger at it through unbelief. If unbelief would have took a hold at some other area, he would have staggered at God's promise. He would have not stood on God's promise. Like I said, when you think of a person staggering, you think of someone drunk. You know, when you ever seen them try to walk? I'm talking about when they're totally intoxicated. Man, they're about to fall over and trip over everything. It seems like, and when they start walking the straight line, it seems like they're about to fall when they start walking the straight line. There is no stability. Well, see, Abraham had stability. If he didn't have any unbelief in there, he would have staggered at the promise of God. And see, then it tells us that he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So he was glorifying God during that time. Okay? And then the third thing said that he was fully persuaded, not partially persuaded. He could have, quote, believed that the Lord was talking to him, but at the same time, not believe that the Lord could do it. Give you an example of what come to mind when I just tell you that. Remember in Luke chapter 1, and when the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, come to Zacharias, and you know, Zacharias and Elizabeth have been believing for a child. Elizabeth was barren. And so remember the angel came to him and said, hey, y'all going to have a son, and told him what the son's name going to be and what he's going to do. And, you know, Zacharias knew he was talking to an angel of the Lord. See, when the angel first appeared, he got scared and all that. And he says, and the angel tells him, fear not, for I'm from the Lord. So he accepted they was talking with an angel from the Lord, and that an angel was bringing instruction from the Lord. Okay. But he doubted when he was told that they would have a child. Because remember, he said, how can this be? Me and my wife are well stricken in years. So therefore, he was considering his and her body, that it was too old, okay? That's what he was considering, okay? So when I say that to say this, sometimes you will find that people may believe that God has spoken a word or said something, may not believe he can perform what he said he would do. If that makes sense, if you understand what I'm saying. This is why the Bible said he was fully persuaded. It didn't just say Abraham was persuaded. It said fully, okay? That, to me, that's a key word, to say fully persuaded. That what God had promised, he was able also to perform it. So he believed God in his speaking, okay? But he also believed that God could do it, okay? You know, have you ever talked to somebody about something, they were telling you about a particular thing they wanted to do, and you really believe from when they were talking to you, you would believe that they was honest from their heart, that they want to do it. But on the other end, you didn't believe that they could do it. Well, when it comes to God and us being strong in faith, not only do we believe of him speaking, but we got to believe he's able to do it. And like I said, there are people that know God has spoken. They know. Without a shadow of a doubt, it's God. Just like some dreams you had. You ever had a dream that you knew meant something, even though you didn't know what it meant? You woke up in your spirit, you knew it meant something. Well, there are some people, and you know, I've been guilty of this myself through the years in my Christian walk, who believe that it's God that has spoken. Have no doubt in mind. If I had a strong witness of the Spirit, but have struggled in believing that he could do it. See, Abraham was strong in faith. Not only did he believe in what God was saying to him that that is true, but he also believed God could do it. And Zacharias knew he was talking to an angel of the Lord, but he had a problem believing that this thing could be done. He said, how can this be? You know, me and my wife, we well stricken in years. Okay? So Zacharias is looking at the physical part, the outside, to say, hey, I just don't see how that's going to be because we're up in years. I don't get it. I remember he was struck dumb until the day that, you know, John was giving birth to, and they was asking about, what should you name John? That's when his tongue was loose so he could speak. But see, he couldn't fathom the idea of the act actually being done. Okay? Amen. And so when you're strong in faith, and strong is also dealing with being able to resist an attack. Who's the attacking coming from? It's going to come from the enemy. It's not coming from God. See, God is trying to help you build your faith. The enemy is the one that's trying to destroy your faith. When you're strong in faith, you can resist the attack of the enemy, whether it's an attack on your mind, attack on your body physically, attack on your emotions, when you're strong in the faith. Amen. You can resist those attacks. Now, I want to read scripture to you from another one of God's books called the Nephi Record. And I want to go to two places here in this Nephi Record. One is called the Second Book of Nephi, Second Book of Nephi, Chapter 3. Verse 21, the second book of Nephi, chapter 3, verse 21. Look what the word of God says. Because of their faith, their words shall proceed forth out of my mouth unto their brethren, which are the fruit of thy loins. And the weakness of their words will I make strong in their faith, okay, unto the remembering of my covenant, which I made unto thy father. So, he said, the weakness of their words. You know, sometimes when we are weak in the faith, our words may even, you know, it will sound weak. When you hear people talk, you ever heard people talk and you knew something, you know, they had like a sense of strongness behind their talk. But see, sometimes when we are weak in the faith, even our talk, the words that we speak, you can sense that there's no strongness behind it. Okay? And personally, I believe that every Christian at some point in their life had come to this. It may eventually even come to more where you were weak in faith. And sometimes people, and this is where the mercy of God kicks in. Sometimes when it's blow after blow, as is referred to, when you're going through trials, that sometimes you just get tired. Now, I know that happened to me a few times. I got to be honest with you, I felt like I was just tired, that I could not press on and go anymore. And the Lord, as he said right here, out of the weakness of my words, he made strong in the faith. Because even though you may become weak at the faith at some time, long as you don't totally give in to the enemy, the weak shall be made strong. Amen. There are some Christians today who at one point hit a weakness in their life. Watch. Because they did not fully give in to the enemy, they're going to be made strong. See, this is why Satan, he don't want to just encounter you with a temptation. He actually wants you to indulge in the temptation. He don't want to just present this temptation to you, because he know the greatest damage is done when you indulge in it. Okay, when he can get you to actually partake in or act with this temptation. Okay, that's where, you know, he gets a kick out of it, okay? And when your faith seems weak, when you're weak in the faith, and Satan bring his temptation, because he's going to, listen, and let's be real, whether you're weak or strong in the faith, Satan is still going to come with what he's going to come with. Satan is not what you call a fair ball player, okay? If you're weak, he say, hey, the weaker the better. Boom, boom, boom. He's working on it, okay? He's making a hit because he wants to destroy you completely, okay? So he's studying, boom, boom, hitting on it like that. And there's times where your faith may become weak. But if you don't give in to the enticements that Satan brings, you shall be made strong. I believe someone needed to hear that right now, because there's a particular area in your life you have been weak in the faith in, and Satan has steadily been coming with his temptations at you. But the Lord says, if you don't give in to those temptations, the Lord said, you shall be made strong. Amen. See, some Christians, you know, they're like this. I don't see how I can be made strong out of this. You know, because they're looking at the temptation and the weakness as being so devastating, per se, that they actually think that there's no way they can get out of it. I mean, be made strong, rather. They think that there's no way they can be made strong. But that's not so. Amen? That's not so. I can testify to that. I really can. There's been times that I know I had been weak in the faith, and when the temptation came to, like, really go under, and I said, no, I'm not going to do this, and I cried out to the Lord, and boom, he touched me with his spirit, his presence came around, and it strengthened me. Amen, it strengthened me. Now, I want to read Moroni, this is still in the record of Nephi, Moroni, this is going to be chapter 7. Verse 30. Now, Moroni chapter 7, verse 30. Now, the word of God says, for behold, let me go back up a scripture, okay? For he hath answered the ends of the law, and he claimed all those that have faith in him, and they that have faith in him will cleave unto every good thing. Wherefore he advocated the cause of the children of men, and he dwelleth eternally in the heavens. And because he have done this, my beloved brethren, have miracles ceased? Behold, I say unto you, nay, neither have angels ceased to minister unto the children of men. For behold, they are subject unto him to minister according to the word of his command, showing themselves unto them of strong faith and a firm mind in every form of godliness. Now, here we're told in the book of Moroni here, that angels of God shows themselves unto them of strong faith. Amen. Not a weak faith, but a strong faith, per se. You know, he says that even the angels show themselves unto those who are strong in faith. Now, perhaps some of you that's listening to this broadcast had come across where maybe you was visited by an angel. Amen. Maybe you, and please hear me on this. You can sense when your faith is strong, when it's real high on the faith. And you can also sense when you are in unbelief. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can sense that, okay? It's the will of the Lord for his people to be strong in the faith. And I'm here to tell you guys that in these last days, it's going to require this strong faith. in order to survive. Amen? Now, the Lord wants us all as believers to prepare for the things that he has for us in these upcoming days. And he wants us to prepare in the faith. Now, and I share with you guys that how that the Lord revealed to me in the year 2008 that I'm going to announce is I'm going to learn what faith really is. And I'm telling you, people, he has been showing me. Now, I want to read one more scripture here from the Word of the Lord book. And this is called the ninth message in the Word of the Lord. The ninth message in the Word of the Lord. This message was sent out March the 8th, 1929. And I'm going to read the very first verse. And the Word of the Lord says, the angel of the Lord said, I come to you again to instruct you as to the work that shall be done. For behold, Satan is at work to fill the hearts of men with doubts and fears. There are those who read the words of the Lord and the prophets and have faith therein. Upon these, Satan has no power. There are those who have read the word of the Lord, but whose faith is weak. And they doubt when Satan comes to them as an angel of light. Therefore, be not harsh with the weak, for the time will come when their faith will also be made stronger. Behold, the day of destruction at hand, when the judgments are coming on the earth, and man will suffer therefrom. Now, once again, we see weak in faith, strong in faith. And the Lord said here that there are those who have read the word of the Lord, whose faith is weak. Okay? See, that's why reading is a part of study. And when you read the word of the Lord, it's good to read it, but if we don't accept it in our hearts, it's going to be mere words on the page. And there are those who have read the word of the Lord, but the Lord said their faith is weak. It's weak. It's at a point where it's not able. You know, when you're strong, you're able to resist attack. Weak is the opposite. It's not able to resist the attacks of the enemy. Okay? The faith is not, it's not strong, even though they had read the word of the Lord. See, reading is part of the thing, people. We got to receive. And the greater we receive it, the greater our faith will be. The more we receive it, the greater our faith will be. But when we are weak in the faith, and like the Lord said here, when Satan comes to them as an angel of light, you know, you remember Satan is a copycat, and he comes like he's presenting truth. This is one of the reasons why some people have accepted lies from Satan that they think is truth. And when I say people, to get more specific, some of God's own people. They have accepted things from Satan where he's trying to present it as being true when it's a lie. And they have accepted it as being true. The Lord said, be not harsh with the weak, for the day shall come that their faith will be made stronger. So some is going to end up with strong faith. Okay? Now, do that mean everybody's going to turn? No, it don't. It don't mean everybody is going to turn and become strong in faith. You just make sure that you're one of those that are, okay? Because it's something, you know, many times when it get back, getting back to you making sure you're doing what you need to do in the Lord, okay? That's what it's getting back to. We're living in a time right now, people, that, hey, people, wow, you know, amen. So I wanted to give this speak on this thing, and this is a short broadcast tonight, and I just want to finish that out. Remember, seek to be strong in faith and not weak in faith, that you may receive the promises and blessings of the Lord. Lord say the same. I'll be back tomorrow with another broadcast. Look for the advertisement then. So once again, this is Brother Nate on Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.